Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're here with Beth McDonald, our astrological and astronomical assignment editor. It's great to have you back again. And I have to say that it was just fabulous to have you on the program a couple of weeks ago in studio with your guest, Jamie, with your illustrator for the book. And even though it's after Valentine's Day, it ain't a bad book to have on hand. It really isn't. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Tell us about where we are in reference to the star, sun, the moon, and the stars, which, by the way, if you go outside at night right now, especially here on the West Coast, and if you can get up high enough where we are, about 2,300 feet, it's one of the most spectacular views of the stars. And you talk about the stars having an effect on you. These stars do when you go outside and take a look. I don't know if you have a chance to do that or not.
We do. Having a dog, we're always taking him out once or twice in the evening after dark, and it's a good reason to get out and look at the stars.
Absolutely.
And
we're sitting on what is called, because we chatted about this, the cusp of. Today is the 17th of February, and it just so happens to be the last day of Aquarius, the I don't know if you would say the end cusp, or if there's such a thing as the end or beginning cusp, but nonetheless, there we are.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The endings and the beginnings of the different signs, those transitionary points, are called the cusps, and they actually are a very powerful time in astrology, where whenever a planet or the sun or the moon is ending its sojourn in one sign and about to transition to another, it's said to have the maximum energy of that sign. It's kind of the equivalent of steam building in a tea kettle. The physics of it, the steam is the most powerful at the moment right before the whistle blows.
Oh, okay.
And so we're kind of there. And so because Aquarius, then we look to all the things Aquarius rules. Those are the things that are good utilizations of that energy. Aquarius is a transformer. It's one of the big planets of signs of transformation and change.
Okay.
And so if there are changes on a personal level, we've just had the State of the Union address where we're working towards budget issues on, local, state, and federal levels, taxes on a personal level. If there's changes you want to make, now is a good time to work on that within reason. You know, we are coming up to a Mercury retrograde next weekend.
A time of observation, folks.
Yeah,
of observation.
Right. And so it's a time to, if there's safer changes you can make them now, and then kind of observe and see how well that works.
Interesting. I'm curious as to whether or not, because I don't know how many people you have in your client base as far as folks who you give readings to on a regular basis, if that is something that happens, and whether or not you've actually correlated those readings, like overlaid them. I asked this question of our Eastern astrology guru, if you will, David Hawthorne, in terms of like 9/11 in particular and other traumatic days, or even festive days for that matter. Does anything like that, has anybody ever done anything like that that you are aware of?
Oh, yeah, all kinds of people do that kind of stuff. And after you have done this for a while, I'm coming up on my 20th anniversary year.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a bookcase full of, a cupboard full of client files that's about as tall as me, and that's where the books came from, are coming from, these correlations.
Wow.
The tricky part is that's why, astrologers who are really, like any other field, astrologers who are real geeks about and real passionate about their work can't help but notice these correlations and want to share them with the rest of the world, who may or may not be as interested, but we share them anyway. It's just what we do.
Right.
And there are I don't notice, I haven't done any real research on breakthroughs during Aquarius. A lot of breakthroughs happen with people who have a lot of Aquarius in their charts in some way, especially in the fields of science and technology, research and development, you know, space, that kind of thing, the planet Uranus, the sign of Aquarius. As for September 11th and stuff like that, you've got to realize those big issues and incidents affect everybody differently.
Okay.
And usually you start, because it was an act, like September 11th was an act against the United States,
mm-hmm.
the thing you look at is transits to the chart of the United States.
I see.
So, and so there's a lot of historical astrology, and we have used that for more. I've used that more about economics than I have for terrorism, honestly.
Right, and of course,
and we're doing that now. That's what the third book this year, the one that's coming out in June, is going
to
be about.
Looking forward to that, and we're going to talk about that as well, because I find it fascinating. But of course, it's also about how somebody will come to you and say, hey, well, what have I got coming up in the near future, in the next 2 or 3 months?
Exactly.
And then if you were to do that for, say, I don't know, a dozen or more people, and you start to get that pattern kind of thing, saying, hey,
exactly.
There's something.
This is what's going on right now. This is what I'm seeing a lot of, and
right.
this is what's smart, and this is what isn't.
Right. But as an intuitive, you're also picking up on the energy of that moment as well, too. So,
and this, as a clairvoyant, I see dead people, you know, and
right.
so I will see the angels and the ancestors and the guides and the
right.
guardians that are around that soul.
And
things
you
that
can,
have happened to them in the past and things that will happen in the future.
Exactly. And you can see that for other people by
yes.
having them contact you through Beth McDonald Consulting or 963-0842.
Yes.
And next week, we're going to dive deeply into our next sign, which is Pisces. Is that correct?
Yes, and the Mercury retrograde, which is in Pisces.
The fish is swimming in our direction.
Yes.
And right now, so is the clock. And we'll be back with more on Tell Me Your Story.